Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Dr. Ice Morning Show. For the next 2 hours, classic soul, smooth R&B, blues you can use, oldies but goodies with a touch of jazz. And right now, here's your host for the next 2 hours, Tony, Dr. Ice, Akins. Show on this still beautiful Monday morning. No, got chances of rain coming in, but during this season, man, every day that we blessed to awaken to is a beautiful day. For the next 2 hours, I'm your host, your conductor, if you will, on this musical chocolate ride. We're going to have a good time this morning, man. I got some good music in store for you. And I'm taking your request at 646-478-4755. The Dr. Ice Morning Show is back on the air at its original time. Isn't God good? I tell you, man, I feel better. Miss you guys. And we're going to get ready to do the doggone thing. Start off with some of this holiday cheer. Here's Luther Vandross on the Dr. Ice Morning Show.
Every year at Christmas time, I hear the people laughing, smiling, being happy again. Ooh, at Christmas time, Merry Christmas to the world. I wish happiness and love for every boy and every girl. Cause the holiday makes me feel this way. What a joy it is to find people laugh.
Somebody that could make me laugh. You so crazy. like I want to have your baby. Yes, my man says he loves me. Never says he loves me not. Might not rush me good and touch me in the right spot. The other guys that I've had, they try to play all like Matt. It's but every time they tried, I said, that's not it. But not this man, he's got the right potion. Baby, rub it down and make it smooth like lotion. Yeah, the ritual, highway to heaven. From 7 to 7, he's got me open like 7-Eleven. And yes, it's me that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing. And he knows that my name is not Susan. He always has heavy conversations over mine. Which means a lot to me, cause good men are hard to find.
Liberty National Claims Department, Everyone over UAB, the Birmingham Police Academy, Birmingham City Jail, all my co-workers over there, what's up? Bringing them in, knocking them down. That's that motto, man. You know, come on in that back door. We'll hook you on the. It's 10:03. Let me see what we're going to play right now. Let me go back to the old school. I'm feeling good this morning. See if y'all like this. Get a little smooth groove going. Uncle Charlie. Y'all don't know right now, but I'm just yearning. Ain't nothing like some Gap Band, y'all. Show you right. Classic soul, smooth R&B. That's what we're known for, the Dr. Ice Morning Show. Here's the Gap Band to entertain.
out of my life.
Playing music that makes you feel good. Sounds of the Gap Band. Right in here, out of my life, yearning for your love. Oh, man, ain't nothing like that Charlie Wilson. Right now, got some homegrown talent right out of Birmingham, Alabama. Sounds of the American Idol, Ruben Studdard, along with Alvin Garrett. I don't want to be all by myself on the Dr. Ice Morning Show.
Yeah. I've been rejected way too many times in my life. I won't take no for an answer anymore. Seems all these walls been erected, not my dream. Yeah. But I won't let that be a factor anymore. If you won't stand with me, if you won't go with me, I'm gonna go on by myself. If you won't fight with me, if you don't believe in me, I'm gonna walk on by myself. I got this burning fire deep in my soul, I can't escape this lonely, lonely flame. My journey may go down an old rugged road, but I keep on pressing, 'cause I'm not afraid anymore. If you won't stand with me, if you won't go with me, I'm gonna go on. Gotta go on. If you don't stay with me, if you don't go with me, I'm gonna go on.
Good morning to y'all. Hey, Big Cousin, I've been on
a mission from my Heavenly Father working in my community. I'm sorry I haven't been tuning in like I usually do, but, man, the work out here in these streets of Sacramento, South Sacramento to be exact, is a tough job to do, and you have to stay focused to really do the work that you need to do. So my apologies for not being on the air. I've been missing my own show. I've been having it on hold because of the things that need to be done. Now, what I've been doing is giving toys and turkeys away to the people of South Sacramento. I was hooked up with Bobby Jackson from the Sacramento Kings, as well as Dion, one of our filmmakers here in Sacramento. And what they did is brought their organizations together to give out 500 turkey dinners to 500 families. Also to give away bikes, clothes, coats, toys, and mostly love. And the reason for this season is love, Christ's love.
That's so right.
I was out.
Absolutely.
I was out on the battlefield. So I ask y'all to forgive me for being at war, but somebody got to stay on the battlefield to make sure we win.
Well, cuz there's no apology needed, man, for being on that battlefield right there. Because you see, that battlefield that God sent you on, man, takes precedent over everything else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're proud of what you're doing, cuz.
I appreciate it. Also, over the weekend, I was able to honor 12 men of Sacramento. We had two of our probation officers, senior probation officers, one retired, one still in the field. One of my babas, one of my elders, Henry Hawthorne, Mr. Steve Streeter, also the principal of American Legion High School, Brother Nassar Muhammad, Brother Kiwadi Muhammad, and a few other brothers that have been doing the work that I do. And we gave them a Men of Honor. It was our fourth annual Men of Honor. And what that is to honor our brothers while they're doing the work. Don't wait until they're gone and then want to give them flowers and show up and give them kind words. We need to do that while our soldiers are living, to give them the strength to carry on. So we were able to give away the love over the weekend, man. And I just want to say, man, God is good. Our people is good. We still alive and we still living.
You are absolutely right, man. You know, because you got some strong convictions, man. We need to get a lot of more men with some of those same convictions in their different communities, man. Because a lot of men are just sitting back, letting all this stuff happen, man. They not trying to help anyone, man, except themselves. It's just outstanding what you're doing for the city of Sacramento. You and the other positive brothers out there, my hats are off to you all. And anything we can do from this lower end, on the southern end, man, to help promote it, you guys just let me know. I'm all in.
You do it all the time. You keep us lifted in prayer, brother, and we shall keep on marching on. I just want to ask, the thing that I need the brothers to do, like you said, they all sitting back, wondering, scratching, looking. All I need the brothers to do is be a father to your own children. For if you can reach your own children, we can have a better day, because it's the children that are confused. It's the children that are lost. It's the children that need the love. And if you can just give them the love, they can grow to be a prosperous person or people.
Amen. And like all the others would say, heart movement. Man, you said a mouthful then. Man, you could just,
yeah.
You know what everybody needs to just believe down deep in their heart. And I live by this mantra, man. Dr. King said it so well, and I don't want to misquote him, but if you could just help somebody along the way,
yes,
then my work will be done, man. That's all you got to do is just try to help somebody. It's a lot of less fortunate, man. We up here fighting over standing line, getting toys for the holiday for our kids. You got 11 months to do that, man.
You got 11 months. If you just want to buy toys, put them up in January. We got layaways. Put them up in January.
That's right.
We got people that need help every day of the week, 365 days, man. Try to help somebody that's less fortunate than you are. Did you receive your blessing?
Yes, sir. So over the weekend while we were giving away the toys and turkey dinners, I was able to see actual people in need. I'm talking about, I'm not talking about need of greed. I'm talking about need of need. I've seen some sisters come in. The kids wasn't dressed to the best. Shoes and everything that they had on showed you why they were there. And they came as humble and as thankful for everything than those that were in warm coats, Jordans on their feet. They came, and the thing about this, let me rewind some things. So we threw this event from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. yesterday because it was church day, and a lot of brothers and sisters wanted to get to church, and they just wanted to do their job and get on to church. Well, we had a lot of complaints from people that had on warm jackets, brand new cars, come up there and say, well, why would y'all do this so early? Wait a minute. Didn't you hear that we giving away this stuff? We giving away the love? We give away the love 24/7, but if we decide to give away toys and turkeys at 7 a.m., hey, you was in the line for them Jordans the night before they released them, and y'all was fighting in the line. So where we going to get our thought pattern right, man? When is we gonna come and stand for something that is real and stop falling for all the fake? Come on, my people. We need you bad as you need us. We need you to stand up and speak out. Don't just know something and keep it. My people need to hear from you because it's you that may make a change in someone's life. Them is wise words from one girl.
You know what, cuz? And I agree with you totally. In my line of work, man, I see 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds brought into the jail, 16, 17-year-olds with major crimes. And my first question is to the young men and young women, do you have any concept of what you've allegedly done? No. So that leads me to believe we're not using what our brain is here for. Thought process. And like you said, man, it is so many less fortunate out there. In 2015, it's still people with no air, no heat, no water, no gas. In 2015. And we got people in city government fighting each other, physically fighting each other. Talk about moving your city ahead. Okay, let's rewind it a little bit. It's people out there in every community right now. If you just poll your community, if you get out off your D-asses, that's D-I-A-Z for all you critics and stuff out there. If you get off the D-I-A-Z and poll your community, it's still people out there that need help every single day of the week. But you talk about moving a city. How can you move a city forward when you still got citizens in that city that's still so far behind?
Come
no
on.
One trying to help them. No one trying to
Come
help
on.
Them until you get a camera and a microphone. Then we'll pick a community to go out there and do this and do that for. It saddens me, man. It saddens me. And we got them right here in Birmingham, Alabama. Right here in Birmingham. And it's painful, man. And this is the worst time of the year. It's supposed to be the best time of the year for everyone. Christmas. It's supposed to be the best time. But it's some of the saddest times for so many families. That's why so many crimes are, man. DV charges, domestic violence. You know, we got to help people. We got to help people more. You know, so I applaud what you guys are doing, cuz y'all keep on doing it, man. That's That was wonderful, giving you know, with those turkeys and everything, man. We need more of that in every community on a continuous basis, man. So my hat's off to you guys.
We thank you, brother. I heard some stories from some kids, man, as they were crying to tell their stories, that they were thankful to get in a warm place. It's cold out here in California right now. Right now, it's 8:24 a.m., and it's 31 degrees outside. So it's cold,
yeah.
And if you don't have no lights and heat, you don't have that good hot water to, you know, take a shower and keep warm, and you could, you know, it's just certain things that some of us have. And some of us don't. And if you can just see some of these people that don't have it, and it ain't their fault. See, a lot of people, they just doing stuff because they either then got hooked on stupid and just got themselves in situations that hooked on stupid gonna take you, or it's people like the people I seen that just, you know, that the mama done lost the job, the daddy ain't in the house. The uncles and aunties, they too big to even reach down and help their own people. I'm telling you right now, I am so tired of my people looking the other way on their own folks. It's a shame, man. It's a shame. And then they'd be the first one talking about family. Lord have mercy on family.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to let that go right there.
You
ooh,
got
that's a touch of feeling.
You know what, cuz? You got folks want to run up to the White House and speak before Congress about reparations from the slavery days. Hell, we got slavery day going on now.
Yes,
only
sir.
Thing changed in the year.
Yes, sir.
We got Bull Connor Day now. Only thing changed in the year. We got a president been in office 8 years, a brother that hadn't got respect from job one. From day one, he ain't got respect. And I don't know about y'all, but if he ran again, he'll get my vote.
Mine too.
He'll get my vote.
And if I can vote twice, I'd vote twice.
That's right. So whoever comes in behind him, you're not going to do a better job than this man did in my eyesight. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we got to get up. You know, it pains me, man, to see folks in need, man, because it doesn't have to be. We have billions and billions and trillions of dollars we're giving away to other countries. Africa, you know, folks like to say that's our homeland. I've never been to Africa. Yeah, this part of Alabama I ain't never been to. This part of Alabama I never been to, man. We got folks in our own community right now. I'm an African-American. He's on all applications now. I'm a black man. 310 pounds of nothing but black child. I'm a black man. So when I do an application, I scratch African-American out. I put black. But that's what I know. So folks need to get out here in these communities, do what y'all guys are doing in Sacramento, California. They need to do a documentary on what you guys are doing is ship it to all 49 other states. Help the community, man. It's too many people need basic things, hygiene things, clothing, man. It's cold out there. Some people don't even have coats. And you going to stand in line fighting over a pair of Jordans, and Michael Jordan got enough money to buy two cities. These are just two black men's opinions. What's yours? Y'all give them a call, man. Some might like it, some don't. But if the one that don't like it, don't call up him wrong. You
hey,
might not like
hey,
what you
what,
get.
Hey, y'all can call him, man. 646-478-4755. That's 646-478-4755.
Well, I gave you a print warning. Call, don't call wrong, though, because if you call wrong, you might not like what you get. Because I love you, man.
Love you back, man. Blessings unto you. Today on Wise Words with One Gone, we're going to tell you why Christmas is Christmas, and the season and the reason for Christmas is Christ. So y'all tune in. We got all morning gospel right there on the Wise Words with One Gone show. Coming up, right after this show here. Hey, cuz, go on and let him have it.
Hey, cuz, we got my gospel segment, my favorite part of the show coming up, man. I need some Jesus right now. Cause see, they gonna tick me off, man. I'll tell you, let me bring it all the way back down. These folks, man, don't want to help nobody. All this help people need in the world, man. We out here splurging cause we kid. If you got an extra $100 left in your pocket, go get it to the homeless guy and tell him to get him something to eat. You going to McDonald's when you leave the store. Bring him a cheeseburger. Hey, cuz, I got some gospel music coming up, and I'm gonna let him hear this intro you done, man. And we going into our gospel segment next. Got some modern stuff coming up for you. I love you, man.
Sir. Love you back, too. Tell the family I said happy holidays. God bless them, and may he keep them as they keep him.
We will do that, man. We love you, cuz. Keep on doing what y'all doing, man. And send me those videos. I'm going to put them on there.
Yes, sir.
That's my cuz, DJ One Gone. He's coming up immediately after this show on Blog Talk Radio. Coming up next, the gospel segment. All my phone calls, hang on. I'm coming right at you. Gospel segment coming up next.
It's the Dr. Ice Morning Show, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Catch the Dr. Ice Morning Show from 7 to 9 Pacific Time, 9 to 11 Central Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. To call in your request, hit him at 646-478-4755. That's 646-478-4755. The Dr. Ice Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Before we get into the gospel segment, let me send this one out to the greatest church this side of heaven, the Mount Hebron Missionary Baptist Church of Osipco, Pastor C. Michael Washington, along with First Lady Felisa Washington, is our esteemed spiritual leaders. Welcome to the gospel segment, Gospel the Way It's Supposed to Be, on the Dr. Ice Morning Show.
By grace are we saved, because of him who rose from the grave. Not a deed that we've done to deserve the gift of his son. Yes, I know where I die for me. See, some of you were liars. But God.
Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, I could count on my never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would
have
made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without you.
Pastor Marv and Seth. Before we get out of here, I'd like to thank each and every one of you all for such a wonderful 2 hours, man. Thank my cousin for calling in, man. It's always great to talk with him, man. So inspiring. He keeps me motivated, man, to get out there and do what I can do for people in the community. And that's what we're going to try to do in the 16, brand new year coming in, man. We're going to have live remotes at different businesses, try to, you know, spread the love, spread the joy, try to help people more, man. Like the Love Lady Center that's helping women and children. God bless them. We're going to be doing stuff live remote down there with them, man, and try to, you know, bring some help to some of the folks. And mostly, it's good to bring help, but when you can bring hope along with that help, oh, man, it's so powerful. So we're going to try to bring help and hope along to so many other people, man. Because if you could be blessed, it is your job to go out there and share blessings with others, man, that are less fortunate than you are. That's how I was raised. That's how I live my life. And I try to pass that on to everybody that I know, man. God has been so good to me. We're going to continue this all week long, even on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We'll be right here on live from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. On behalf of everyone here in the studio, my multi-talented engineering lady, Dad, I love you. I'm Dr. Ice. To my lovely sister, Abby, girl, I'm trying to think of something to tell you to cook before I get off the air. Appreciate you listening, darling. Oh, man. Don't you dare forget coming up on Blog Talk Radio. It's because it shows it's the wise words with One Gone Show. Star DJ One Gone. You can hit him up at 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. Now, what I want all you guys to do, if you're at the workplace, look around about 2-3 of your coworkers, just tell them be blessed. If you're at home with your loved ones, hug them, grab them near you, and just tell them be blessed. We out of here, man. Mr. Paul S. Moore, go take me away. Thank you and good morning from everyone here on the Dr. Ice Morning Show. One love.
We are about to speak blessings into your life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord said, these words are your gift to New Orleans.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God.
For you.
To pray for you.
Prayer changes things.
Prayer.
song. Come on, Christian.
You pray for me. Watch God.